The Belgic Confession of Faith, Article number 23, wherein our justification before God consists. And let us read that responsibly. We believe that our salvation consists in the remission of our sins for Jesus Christ's sake, and that therein our righteousness before God is implied, as David and Paul teaches us, declaring this to be the blessedness of man, that God imputes righteousness to him apart from works. And the same apostle says that we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And therefore, we always hold fast this foundation, ascribing all the glory to God, humbling ourselves before him, and acknowledging ourselves to be such as we really are, without presuming to trust in anything in ourselves or in any merit of ours, relying and resting upon the obedience of Christ crucified alone, which becomes ours when we believe in him. This is sufficient to cover all our sins and give us confidence in approaching to God, freeing our conscience, fear, terror, and dread, without following the example of our first father, Adam, who, trembling, attempted to cover himself with fig leaves. And verily, if we should appear before God, relying on ourselves or on any other creature, though ever so little, we should, alas, be consumed. And therefore, every one must pray with David, O Jehovah, enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight no man living is righteous. And so last week we looked at Article 22, our justification through faith in Jesus Christ. And we believe that to attain the true knowledge of this great mystery, the Holy Spirit kindles in our hearts an upright faith, which we embrace Jesus Christ with all his merits, appropriates him, and seeks nothing more besides him. And so now we are focusing on that justification and the benefits thereof. Notice, consist in the remission of our sins for Jesus Christ's sake. You're forgiven of your sins, not for your sake, but for Christ's sake, because Christ has accomplished that forgiveness. And in him, we have that forgiveness. And he is glorified in that forgiveness. And so we are beneficiaries of the glory of Christ. We are beneficiaries of the grace of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And notice, not only the forgiveness of our sins, but the declaration of our righteousness before God. God imputes righteousness to him apart from works. What righteousness, what right standing is that imputed to the sinner, to us? It is the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ was not simply just to equip him to be able to be our sacrifice, but his righteousness is our righteousness before God. As he declared, it is required to fulfill all righteousness. He said that to John the Baptist. I have come to do my Father's will and to complete that which my Father declared and determined for me to do. His righteousness is imputed to us by faith. We are justified freely by his grace through that redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so the response is, we always hold fast to this foundation, Christ crucified, Christ alone is my foundation, ascribing all the glory to God. Isn't that why we're here? Isn't that why you're here? For the glory of God? Is that why he created you? Yes. All things are created for his glory. And you and I are exceedingly humbled and blessed that that glory includes redemption and salvation. We humble ourselves before him and acknowledge ourselves to be such as we really are, We don't trust in ourselves. We don't trust in our faith. We don't trust in our merit. But we rely and rest upon the obedience. Notice that, the obedience of Christ crucified alone. Notice that statement. The obedience of Christ crucified alone. The active obedience of Christ, fulfilling all that God requires, and the passion, the passive obedience of Christ, suffering in our place. Notice the Belgic has both of those right there. We rely and rest upon Christ, and which becomes ours when we believe in him. And notice the statement, if this is sufficient to cover all our iniquities, to give us confidence in approaching to God, freeing the conscience of fear, of terror, of dread, without following the example of our first father, Adam. And yet, notice even there, a strong exhortation, a cry to God, Lord, do not enter into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight no man living is righteous except for Christ. He is the righteous one, and those in Christ. Amen?